Parents are concerned that when children get injured at school or need medical attention for an ongoing condition, the schools don't have adequate resources. Tally Gaynor, a challenger to incumbent Didi Rasmussen, says he's experienced this firsthand, having taken his daughter to the hospital for a neck injury because her school failed to help her.
I really think as a school board member, this is a classic example that these are things, regardless of legislation, budgets, or whatever, parents are willing to make the investment for things that make sense to them. And a registered nurse in every public school in Leon County, it only makes sense.
Rasmussen's second opponent, Patrick Cannon, is also mystified by the lack of nurses. He says he's frustrated by the penny pinching of the school board.
We definitely should maximize every dollar in every aspect. And, you know, it is surprising that we don't have registered nurses in every school.
While her two challengers are seeking solutions to the issue of inadequate school medical resources, Didi Rasmussen doesn't think nurses can be a priority with the school district's low budget.
I'm not trying to be a naysayer here. I would love to have a nurse and a guidance counselor and a social worker and. Unfortunately, the way our budget is funded, though, is targeted at per student allocation for, you know, the basic elements of education, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and testing.
All of the candidates want better school clinics, but whoever ends up with the District 4 seat will have to battle the budget before making any changes. For WFSU News, I'm Ariana Duhl.